This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. My name is Nicholas Arikelis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show, and The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. It's very humid outside today. A lot of forecasts had record high temperatures, and it has been hot. Definitely has been hot, but I didn't expect rain over the last couple of days, and it did indeed rain. There were thunderstorms on Monday. I didn't see any, I wouldn't call them storms yesterday, but there was just a brief period there for about maybe a half hour where it just rained rather aggressively. So I didn't expect that. It was rather refreshing in the moments, but then you wake up and it's really humid because there could be still some water evaporating from the ground and in the grass. Humid morning, for sure, though. So, but it depends. I mean, I've seen some arguments, too, over the last few days about, you know, do we like the excessive heat or the excessive cold? Crowley said that he would prefer to be in the game where it was snowing, I think, rather than some of the temperatures that we're getting this week. So, to each their own, though. It's all right. I still prefer the warm, though, and I like that that it's hot when I wake up in the morning now. And summer's going to be fun for that reason. Nice temperatures, warm temperatures, less clothing, as opposed to more in the summertime as well. I like wearing shorts and short-sleeve shirts and not being cold. Yeah. Willie Mays, awkward transition there. But there's no way to really transition into this one because it's very sad for the baseball community. Willie Mays, legendary outfielder with the San Francisco Giants. Well, no, the New York Giants back then. But most known for playing for the Giants franchise. He passed away. It was reported yesterday, 93 years old. And yeah, I'm watching on TV now. There's this one channel that's just going over some highlights of his career and what he meant to Major League Baseball. Regarded as one of, if not the best, center fielder in the game. And he passed away at 93. I mean, obviously, I didn't get a chance to watch him as much. If you want to call, though, and talk about Willie Mays, if there's any stories that you have with maybe, you know, you went to a Pirate game and you saw him play, and you want to talk about it, 412-928-9370. We can talk about him this morning as much as the Pirates. We'll definitely react to their game yesterday. The Pirates lost 2-1. We'll get there. But if you want to talk about Willie Mays at all, you're welcome to, because, I mean, this is big for the baseball community. This is a big story that he's passed away at 93. It's sad as well. It's a baseball community, Major League Baseball community, lost a good one. I never got the opportunity to, you know, obviously watch him play, but just kind of seeing what you know, he did for the game and all the legendary moments that he was a part of, which my most favorite was him in the World Series at the Polo Grounds, you know, because Polo Grounds, one of the weirdest fields that you've ever seen, 483 to center, and about, I think it was 256 to right, 279 to left, 279 feet, you know, down the lines, and then center field being 483, so it's just a very awkward field. It looked like a football field. But Mays in the World Series, you know, ran back from straightaway center. There was a ball hit toward the warning track out, you know, 483 feet to center. And, you know, Mays made that catch where he not only caught the ball around the warning track of that field over his shoulder, but then turned and heaved the ball back into the infield. And it was a strong enough throw, which, you know, to run, to catch, and then change your momentum quickly enough to just get the ball back in with any accuracy is impressive. And, the way he did that just really demonstrated his athleticism, his range, and, you know, his knowledge of being an outfielder. And, you know, that was one of my favorite moments among many. I know Andrew McCutchen talked about him, too, yesterday. I want you to hear that clip here in a minute. But yeah, I mean, it's just difficult. It's a difficult day for Major League Baseball to have him pass away. It's tough. He was one of the greats. And I'll tell you, that's one thing I love about baseball from before, just from my perspective as somebody who's, you know, younger and a fan. It's really interesting how baseball over time has been, you know, remembered in different ways, and that we can have some of these arguments about, you know, who was better, who was superior, you know, which era could be best, or which players exist among the best of the best in the sport. And nowadays we've got, you know, cameras everywhere, and we've got, you know, high quality HD, 4K. You know, we've got all these, you know, impressive watching capabilities. And I think sometimes now for us it really ruins some of that imagination that, you know, you once could have had. Like, stories were passed down about how great these guys were, and in some ways it was fun to use your imagination. Because you didn't always have high quality video. You didn't always have video at all. And so I've just always found that element of it fascinating, and thinking about, you know, what are all the moments? What was it like to watch these guys play in the 154-game seasons, or eventually, you know, for 162 games? What was it like? And what was it like to watch these guys play? What was it like to see them every day doing great things, or even just watching them on a routine level? You never get that. And we're fortunate now that you know, by the... Well, no, even at Babe Ruth's time, they had a little bit of video, but it wasn't high quality, and it was, you know, sometimes it's difficult to watch. But to be there and to see it and be up and close and be, you know, in real time, I think is something that if you've been able to do it, if you've been able to see some of the greats from back then, you know, I envy you. I also think we still appreciate guys from now, and I do, but, you know, just to see the entire history of baseball, or, you know, however long you've lived and seen, you know, the greats in baseball, you know, I do envy that. I do. And, you know, Willie Mays would have been awesome to see him play up close and personal, just hearing the stories that I've heard about him and, you know, understanding what impact he had on the game. And so, again, Willie Mays, New York Giants franchise, one of the best outfielders, if not the best. I mean, some people will argue that he was the best as well. He's passed away at 93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's see if I can get that clip for you as well from Andrew McCutchen, because I listened to it last night and it was played. And if you haven't heard it, here, I got it for you. So why don't you listen here. Andrew McCutchen touched briefly, I think, on the loss with the Pirates, but also the news was breaking as the Pirates were in the clubhouse after they lost 2-1 to the Reds. And McCutchen was asked a lot about him, especially because McCutchen played for a brief period of time in 2018 with the San Francisco Giants. So here's Andrew McCutchen post-game yesterday talking a bit about Willie Mays along with the Pirates' loss.
The impact on the game, but maybe on you personally, we see it all over somebody you looked up to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, before there was, you know, Bonds, Griffey and all these guys and Stargell, you know, it was Willie Mays, you know. Willie Mays was he was a guy who, for Ricky Henderson, you know, for all these great center fielders even, there was Willie Mays. So you know, he was a pioneer for the game. You know, he was a guy who I was, you know, very fortunate to be on the Giants, and honestly, that was kind of one of the things that had me pretty excited going to the Giants, was to be able to know I was going to be around people like Willie McCovey and Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and those guys. So, it's his legacy is going to live on, and you know, a lot of anyone who's ever come in contact with Mays for even a day, they're going to have a story. You know, they're going to have something. And, you know, I was, my nickname was Pittsburgh. That was my nickname to him. You know, he'd always call me Pittsburgh. So, paid attention to a lot of the games that we played in, talked to him every time I got the chance. I'm pretty sure every time. He probably got tired of me. But, anytime I had an opportunity to be around him, I was going to be around him.
You said everybody has a story. Do you have one that kind of really resonates with you? It's kind of like the one you share with people or the one that you'll treasure?
Yeah. We left kind of midway through the season. We left to go on the road. It was like a 10-day road trip. And I remember, you know, I didn't have a really good road trip offensively, and I came back. And there he was that next day in the clubhouse. And I came in. I said, hey, Willie, what's going on, Willie? And he trying to figure out the voice. And I was like, it's Pittsburgh. And he's like, ah, Pittsburgh. Well, you left to go on the road for 10 games. You had 10 home runs. You came back, still got 10 home runs. And I'll never forget the disgust in his voice when he said that. You know, kind of like, come on, man, you had a whole road trip. You had 10 games. You couldn't hit one home run. You know, it was just, and, you know, I laughed. And, you know, there was no laugh that came out of his, from his direction. You know, he was dead serious. You know, and he was just like trying to motivate me in his way, you know, telling me to be better. And he paid attention to the game, and he paid attention to his Giants, and that's for sure. So that was like one of the stories. I had a lot of them, but I just never forget that interaction I had with him. You know, it was a pretty good interaction.
It make you feel like you were like disappointing your father in that kind of.
I mean, not really, or maybe an uncle or something. Yeah. I don't really know. I mean, He, you know, he'd always shake your hand, and he'd tell you to shake it harder every time you shook his hand. And he was like, you got to shake it like this, you know. And he would shake it, and he'd shake hard, and he'd get these massive hands, you know. And, you know, you could kind of just understand that in that moment, the player he was and how big of a player he was, not just by his stature necessarily, because he wasn't the biggest guy, but, you know, he was a guy who he played the game very big. So, yeah, it's unique, man. Share that clubhouse with him, talk to him, interact any opportunity I got. Him, Willie McCovey as well. Any chance I got, I was in there, man. And I was just trying to, any words of wisdom, any type of ball talk, whatever could come on me, whatever could get to me, I would, you know, I'd just try to just be around it as much as I could.
That's Andrew McCutchen talking about his experiences with Willie Mays when he was on the Giants a few years ago in 2018. Willie Mays, it was reported yesterday, Willie Mays passed away in 93. So McCutchen was sharing some stories of his experience with Willie Mays when he was on the Giants. And, you know, as Willie was around the team, it seemed, you know, pretty prominently. He really loved that Giants organization. And he was around McCutchen a little bit there when McCutchen played there back in 2018. So some nice stories there from McCutchen, nice stories to share, nice experiences to share about Willie Mays, one of the great outfielders in Major League Baseball, passed away at 93. So, you hate talking about this kind of stuff, but it's also nice to remember, you know, who these guys were. And again, Mays was really one of the guys that shaped baseball through the 50s. So, may he rest in peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app